Our country represents nothing but peaceful intentions toward all the earth. But it ought not to fail to maintain such a military force as comports with the dignity and security of a great people. It ought to be a balanced force, capable of defense by sea and land, beneath the surface and in the air. But it should be so conducted that all the world may see in it not a menace, but an instrument of security and peace. This nation believes thoroughly in an honorable peace, under which the rights of its citizens are to be everywhere protected. It has never found that the necessary enjoyment of such a peace could be maintained only by a great and threatening array of arms. In common with other nations, it is now more determined than ever to promote peace through friendliness and goodwill, through mutual understanding and mutual forbearance. We have never practiced the policy of competitive armaments. We have recently committed ourselves, by covenants with the other great nations, to a limitation of our sea power. As one result of this, our Navy ranks larger in comparison than it ever did before. Removing the burden of expense and jealousy, which must always accrue from keen rivalry, is one of the most effective methods of diminishing that unreasonable hysteria and misunderstanding, which are the most potent means of fomenting war. This policy represents a new departure in the world. It is a thought, an ideal, which has led to an entirely new line of action. It will not be easy to maintain. Some never move from their old position. Some are constantly slipping back to the old ways of thought and the old action of seizing a musket and relying on force.